going to be choivo shnayim bechatis. Let's say you had the kine choivos were twice as much as this chatis. Let's say you had two pairs of kanstumas, and now a bird that was a chatis flew into it, and so comes out now you have five birds here. So now what's going to be if the kohen didn't ask any questions, but he just put a lamala and a lamata? So mechsa kosher, mechsa posel. If the kohen went and put three gazoles, he put three of them on top, and he put three of them lamata. Or the case of, let's say you had two, there was nerds, you have double the amount of kanstumis as you have the chatis. So let's say you have two birds of a chatis flew in here, and you had four birds of a kanstuma. So you have six altogether. The kids of the kain, chayber shnayim chatis, so mechza kosher, mechza posel. But three gazoles here are kosher, because you had the two chatois and the lachas. So lamata yeshtun vadish te chatois ksheris. If you put lamata on, so for sure you had the two chatois ksheris. So lochim achoyvishnoim bechatis, so mechza kosher, mechza posel, means hefes kosher, hefes posel. In the case where the kohen, let's say, made three on top and three in bottom. So what happened was, for sure, on the two bottom ones is kosher. There are for sure at least two chatois here. And then what then, when you put lamalo, there's at least one oiler there. So that's called machzis kosher, means half of these six, three of them is kosher, and three of them is posel. What's going to be the opposite way? V'chatis shnayim b'choiva. You have twice as much as the birds of a chatis as you had of choiva here. Case like this. The gazolos achalatza, you had four gazolos, four chatois birds flew in to one kanstuma. So in this case now, Haminyin Shebechoyva Kosher. In the first Kanstuma, how many Chatois is supposed to bring from that one? So in that case, only one is Kosher. V'chein, the same thing Mishnah said, what's going to be Oila? Said the opposite way. Shinesavu Bechoyla, if you have a bird that's a Vada Oila, fell into a Kanstuma. So again, L'chatchila, Ein Kosher Leminyin Oilas Shebechoyva. The Kohen can only bring now just one Oila. One bird he brings on top, and the monashach is yotza. Because if that bird is the oila, it's good. And if it's from the kanstuma, that's also good. What's going to be choivo shnayim boila? The question of minyan oila, shabachoiva, yeah. What's going to be choivo shnayim boila? There were two pairs of kanstumas, and only one bird of the oila. So nechza kosher, nechza posel. Half is kosher, half is posel. The opposite way. Oilo shnayim b'chayva. Let's say the oilo was double the amount of the chayva. Then haminyin she b'chayva kosher. As many birds as you have b'chayva, that's how many birds are kosher. Meaning to say, two gazolas are kosher. Two birds are kosher. Kiminyin, how many gazolas you have in the chayva? Which is stay oilos. Shosa vade lamala. Those are kosher. But the third one, tak is posel. Because maybe that one is a chatas. Now, Mishnah Vov. Hoyisha Shom Venisha that says Hareyolai Kan Kishela Zohar. She's about to give birth, and she makes like a neder to say that if she gives birth to a Zohar, then she has a chayv to bring a neder on a Kan, which we know in the neder and the Dova, the Kan are two birds that both are oilus. What happened was now Yod Zohar. She gave birth to a Zohar. She gave birth to a Zohar, and let's say she was an Aniya, she was a poor lady, so she's mechayv to bring two birds out the Yoledis. One is an Oila, one is a Chatis. And there's also Mechuyiv now to bring two birds, the Torah Sanedir, which are both Oilas. So she has to bring four birds now. Three of them are Oilas, and one of them is a Chatis. So Lachar is Meviya Shnei Kinim. She has to bring these two pair of birds. Achas the Nidra, one pair is for a Nidara, Nedir that she made, that's a two Oilas. V'yachas l'chayv osay. And one is for the chayv of the yoledis here, which is one is noila, one is the chatis. Then it happened was in the son of Makayin. She gave all four birds to the Kayin. She brought two kanstumas, and she gave them out to the Kayin. V'yachayin is so tzorach lasay sholos predis mamala. What the Kayin has to do now is put three of these birds lamala, because there are three oilis here. V'yachas mumaton, and one is put on the bottom, and then chatis. It said now this Isha has a chiv to bring two oilos for her neder, and one oilo and one chatas for the chayv. So therefore it's three oilos and one chatas. What's going to be lo yosekein? Let's say the kohen did not do this way. Elo also shtayim lamalo shtayim lamato. The kohen by mistake put two on top and two on bottom. He thought both of them were regular kan chayvos. And v'lein nimloch, he did not ask us. He stam did it. He didn't ask what he should do. Like he didn't ask the isha, what are they being brought for? So locher is now tzricha lahavi oid predachas. She has to bring one more predah to be yotza oila, because so far she's only had two oilas, and the third one has brought lamat is possible. So therefore, she has to bring one more oila to be yotza her neder. The Yaakovena Lamal, and the Kohen will bring that Lamal like a dinachoy of an oila. Now, Mimin Echad, the birds have to be brought always from the same min. Every kan has to be either two Torim, two doves, or else two B'nai Yoin, or two pigeons. So, or else Mishnei Minim. Or really, the Pshat is like the Medvim Amurim, when was the Lacha Setzafah, is Mimin Echad. If all the four birds were the same type, either all four were Turim or all four were B'nai Yoinom, then the Yotza like this. But what's going to be though Mishnei Minim? Let's say she bought these two kanim from two different minim. There's one kan was Turim, was from doves, and the second kan she bought B'nai Yoinom, she bought pigeons. And the Kohen now what he did was he took one tur and put Lamala and one tur Lamata. The same thing, the B'nai Yoinom, the pigeons, one Lamala and one Lamata, like a regular Kina Chayva. Just the Kohen did not know which kan he did first. He didn't know whether he put the kan Haturim first, or whether he put the kan of the B'nai Yoinom first. He doesn't know. But usually the law is you have to bring your Chayva first, and the second one is for your Neder. So here, Mishnei Minim's Locher is Tovi Shtayim. So Locher is now Tovi Shtayim means to be Yotza now again. The Kohen now brought two Lamala and two Lamata. So all the Chatois, she was Yotza, the one Chatis. The question is though, she wasn't Yotza one more Oilo. She has to bring one more Oilo for her Neder. But she doesn't know from which type should it be bring from. Should you bring her from the Turim or bring her from B'nai Yoinom? Because she doesn't know which one was brought first. So therefore, to be Yotza Min HaSofer, she have to bring two birds now, one an oila, one both oilas, one though a tur and one a B'nai Yoinom, and one a shach now should be Yotza her neder. What's going to be Perisha Nidra? Let's say she explained her Nidra. B'shash, she made the neder, she said clearly which min she wants to bring it from. She wants to bring it from Turim, let's say. She said if she gives birth to a Zohar, she wants to bring a neder of two Turim. She explained what type of a neder she wants to bring. The locher is now tzricha lahavi oid shalosh predas. She'll have to bring three birds right now. She'll have to bring now three birds like this. One bird is from the last ones that she brought. Let's say the last was brought were turim. So then on the tanta say that's what her neder was. That's what her neder was. So since one was brought lamato, that's possible. So she'll have to bring one more tur, lamala, to be mashlam, her two oilers that she had to bring for neder. But she also has a suffix, maybe the neder was not from the turim, was from B'nai Yoinom. So she wasn't yotzer a neder at all. Therefore she has to bring another two, B'nai Yoinom. So she'll have to bring three birds now, two B'nai Yoinom, and one tur, to be yotzer a neder for sure. Now, this is the halacha where the shnei kinim is mimin echad. Because when she brought her two minim now, her two kanim, were both from the same min. These two kanim she just brought, one for the chayv, one for the neder, were both, let's say, turim. So therefore, the locher is now to the yotza chayva, she has to bring again one more tur, and she has to bring two b'nai yoinom. But what's going to be, though, mishnei minim? Let's say if she brought now for a chayv and for a neder, two different minim. She brought one pair of turim and one pair of b'nai yoinom. And now we have a suffix now, which one she made for the neder, we don't know. So such a case now, Tovi Arbo, she'll have to bring now four predis, four oilas. She'll have to bring now one kanachas turim, and the kanachas b'nai yoinom, she'll have to be one pair from b'nai yoinom, and one pair from turim. Because from the predis before that she brought the second one, the one that was brought lamat is posel. But she does not know it was from the Torah, from the Bnei Yona. So Mila, she has a suffix now. Maybe she made a neder from the Turim, and maybe the Kohen made the Achrona, the Bnei Yona. So it comes out she was not Yotza, her neder altogether. So therefore she'll have to bring now two Turim to be Yotza neder. Maybe the opposite, she'll therefore have to bring now two Bnei Yona. So therefore she'll have to bring four more birds to be able to be Yotza neder for sure. Now, Kova Nidra means that Bishash she made the neder, she said clearly, she wants to bring the neder from, let's say, Turim. But Kova Nidra means she also said that she wants the Chayva to be brought from the same min. And now what happened was, they were brought and they got mixed up, she's not sure whether she was Yetzer or not. So here the law would be, Tzrich Lahavi Yet Chomish, she had to bring another five birds here right now. Because really what she was supposed to do was, she was supposed to be really the Chetchilom, three pairs of birds. As if to say, like, one can should be for the chayva, whichever one she wants, and then another can should be from the Turim, because maybe the neder was from the Turim, and another can should be from the Bnei Yona, but maybe she made to make a neder from the Bnei Yona. That's what she was supposed to do. If she didn't do it, so you have to bring now another five birds. Oit chomesh praydus. This is now min echad. This is all when she brought the shtei kanim from one min echad. But what's going to be, Abba, let's say, Mishnei Minim, let's say she brought it, these two kinim from two different minim, one was a tur and one was a Bnei Yoina, and the kohen now, the yosa kohen from each khan, one lamat and one lamala, and we don't know now which khan he did first, which khan he did first, which one he did first, so that's called the khan for chayva. So in this case now, Tovi Sheish, she has to bring now six praydus for Noila. Two Torim, Shnei Bnei Yoina, for the Sofik Neder, and another Turin of Bnei Yoina, for the Sofik Oilus Chayva, in order to Mekayim Akfiyas Lakriv, Kan, that she made the Neder on, the same type as the Oilus Chayva she brought. Now, in the Sodom Lakayim, let's say she gave it over to the Kayin. Then you do a man of Sodom, she doesn't know what she gave over. So, Holach HaKayin, the Kayin went to Yos and did them. And when you do a mayasi, he's also not sure how he brought them either. So kids, in such a case, Tzricha Lahavi Oid Arba Predus, she'll have to bring another four birds, Lenidra, to be Yetzer her Neder, for the Sofik, because maybe she made the Neder in Mimnechud, and she brought it from a different min. And now, she'll have to bring now four birds for a Neder, Ushtayim Luchavasai, and another two birds she'll have to bring a tour and a bnei yoina to be yetsur chayva for the oilus chavosai, because maybe the parade the rishona all of them was made lamata and she wasn't yetsur her chayv the oila, so therefore she'll have to bring now ushtayin lichavosai, a tour and a bnei yoina, both oilus we brought lamala to be yetsur chayv now, and v'chatis achas and one more chatis, whichever min she wants, she'll have to bring one chatis. Because maybe the Rishonis were all made Lamala. And therefore she doesn't have a Chattis for Chayva. Therefore she'll have to bring another Chattis. So it comes out, she'll have to bring now four birds, and two L'Chayvosai, and one for Chattis, seven birds she's going to have to bring. And this